And you're listening to The Exchange. Today, we're introducing our special project at Siouxland Public Media, Going Viral, Lessons Learned During the Pandemic. We're talking with families about what's been happening with school since school got out in March and in the new school year that's starting right now. I talked with Donnie Rieblitz. He's on the school board at Woodbury Central School District in Mauville. I talked with Donnie about how his family is adapting or has adapted to schooling online and how the new school year is going.
There's myself and my wife, Stacy. We have three kids, one that's grown and out of school and off the payroll, per se. And then we have two school-age kids. One is Jackson, who, just turned 14. And then 14 and in ninth grade. And then there's my daughter, our youngest, who will be, 11 in just a couple of weeks.
What was it like for you when school was canceled in the middle of March? I mean, what was your experience after that?
Oh, geez. I mean, I got to imagine it's similar for a lot of people, but it was an odd time for us because, mid-March was about when we had school canceled, if I remember right. We had a big trip to Disneyland that we had planned the first week of April. So that's kind of where our brains were. Like, we're in getting ready for vacation mode. We're getting all of our things ready to go have this amazing trip. And, from the day that school was canceled, we're going under the assumption that trip wasn't going to happen. And it obviously didn't happen. Flights were canceled. So the kids were disappointed about not going on trips, but, so it was just odd timing for us, but like outside of that, everything getting canceled. I'm trying to remember it back then. It was kind of an odd time also, just because you didn't know how long things were going to last, right? Was it going to be, how the next week goes? Was it going to be, how the next month goes? Well, it turned into being the rest of the year or the rest of the school year. So, there's a lot of wait and see, and I think the kids adapted really well, and their kids are super resilient. But as parents, we're trying to figure out how are they going to get the right education? How are they going to learn from home? We tried the whole remote learning system at school for a little while. Did not go well at all. So say, let me pause there and see if that's resonating at all.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Because I've kind of had the same feeling myself. My daughter's 11 and they only had a Zoom meeting maybe once a week. And it was more like a chance for all the kids to talk to each other.
I mean, I know my son, he had, 20 to 25 kids in each of his classes. And they tried to have Zoom meetings too. And I think there were like 4 or 5 kids that showed up to each one. You know, it wasn't required by the district or the state, actually, I think. So it's just such an odd situation.
Now, how is school starting out this year for your kids? Is it a hybrid kind of system?
Well, so here I have to be a little sensitive because as a school board member, we just recently voted to go back to school 100% in person with just a strong recommendation to wear masks. So the school has a strong return to learn plan, just like all the other schools in the state. And one of those plans is 100% in person, one plan 100% virtual, another plan hybrid, as you know, I'm sure. As a parent, though, I'm very disappointed because I was hoping that Woodbury Central would follow suit with a lot of the other schools in the state that are either trying to go 100% virtual against the government's or against the governor's latest and greatest guidance, which seems to change constantly, and not going so far as that, as a parent also hoping that we would at least require masks inside a building where it's literally impossible to social distance. And I didn't get my wish in either of those cases. So as a parent, I'm extremely disappointed.
Looking ahead, what are your hopes for this school year as we look forward?
You know, for us, we're going to stay as optimistic as we can with the kids. We're obviously going to ensure that they're doing everything to stay as safe as possible. So I think my wife has cleared out masks in just about every store that I could possibly think of. We have them all over the place in our house. So, you know, the kids will have plenty of masks. You know, they're going to, you know, wash their hands probably more than they would like. But, you know, in the meantime, they still want to get back to school. You know, the teachers want to get back to school. My wife, she works at the school also. And, you know, she's excited to back. Everybody's excited to get back, see their friends, see their classmates, see their teachers, which makes this whole thing that much harder to me because, you know, again, it's about everyone's safety. If we don't do things right now, again, like this is our second opportunity to do things right. If we don't do things right now, it just means that this whole thing is going to get extended. So as optimistic as I am, my assumption is going in that, you know, when you and I talk, let's say 2 months from now, we'll probably be in some kind of a hybrid situation. And to me, bouncing back and forth between the types of instruction models that we're going to be in, like to me, that's almost more disruptive than just being online for the entire year. You know what I mean?
I was just thinking how my daughter just starts at North Middle this year, and we went with all the, you know, the kids coming in and looking around and finding their classes. But really, there's going to be less than half of the kids there when she's there. Honestly, I think it's a better learning situation for her.
And if normalcy just for the time being is like what you said at North Middle, where you have a hybrid model, if that's the normal on day one, then, and you can start adapting to that and start just trying to understand what that means and how you're going to learn best in that model. But now if you try to start 100% in person, and then, you know, something comes down from the state that says that all schools need to go hybrid, because that's probably not too far off considering that some of the football conferences are already starting to do that with sports, then that just seems to be, you know, there's that learning curve that everyone's going to have to go through all over again, just to understand, okay, how am I best going to learn or instruct in this model and then do it all over again? It's just, it seems very disruptive. And there's no guarantee that that's going to change anymore either. I mean, that could change to something more conservative or something less conservative, meaning that maybe the hybrid option isn't the best option and now it needs to go online. And now you're in a position where you have literally three different instruction models that you're going to go through over the course of a school year.
That was Donnie Rieblitz, who is on the school board with the Woodbury Central School District in Mobile. Donnie and his wife have two children in that school district.